It's the Morning Drive. Zeke, TJ, and Jillian. Michael Ray on the phone.
Michael.
Hi, Michael. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. What's up, guys?
What's going on this morning?
Oh, man, we were actually getting ready. It's been kind of a hectic morning. We're getting ready to go in the studio today to cut vocals on a couple songs for the new record. So, just been getting all that together, man. How are you doing?
That's exciting, isn't it? I mean, to do all
it's
that.
Great, man.
Oh, you know what
it's
happens.
Crazy. It's crazy. It's here already. But.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
I got to tell you, buddy, we're thrilled you're going to be at Yollapalooza on May 26th. Tickets go on sale in like 20 minutes to everybody. And you're going to be there with Drew Baldridge, Kip Moore, and Cole Swindell. It's going to be a great show to kick off the summer.
Man, it's going to be awesome. 20 minutes. So people got about 19 minutes to get everything together.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And hit this right now. Because I've toured with Kip. He's one of my great friends. I'm label mates with Cole Swindell. Just celebrated 6th number one. Yep. Drew Baldridge is crushing it right now. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be an awesome way, like you said, to kick off the summer. And I'm pumped. I'm so excited to be back playing festivals. We haven't been able to do this for you know, a little while. And I'm very grateful we've been out on other tours. But now getting back in the festival season and being able to play those shows and being able to see your buddies out of these shows and people that we don't really get to do that many shows with. So I'm excited for it.
But you know what? It's kind of a rule. First, you play Birthday Bash, and then you come and play Yollapalooza.
Yep.
It's a Kansas City thing. In fact, I think we just make you our own little Kansas City artist. I mean, personally,
I'm in.
Yeah, you know that.
I'm in. And every time I'm with y'all, it's always a good time. That's for sure. Birthday Bash was awesome. So
yeah, I don't know if you know this or not, since all those four guys are going to be at this concert. But I think TJ and Jillian had something to do with the entire lineup because it's kind of a sausage festival. If you know what I'm saying?
Okay, punk fest.
I'll give Jillian a little leeway, but I'm positive TJ has
And once again, buddy, I mean, like the last time you were Birthday Bash, when you and I walked side by side, people think we're twin brothers.
Dad,
and it's
not
just,
at all.
It's just no. You know, we're going to have to probably go through that whole thing again at Yala as well.
No, you're not.
I'm going to have to coordinate our t-shirts again. We can't be wearing the same color. You know what I mean? Because then people are like, Michael, you need to go on air. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I got to go on stage. And now you're singing Kiss You in the Morning. I'm confused. I don't know what to do.
I know.
And then it all ends up with you kissing Zeke and nobody understands.
It's weird.
Yeah.
And,
no way.
not that, you know, I mean, you are a good-looking man and all, but, you know. So, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun, buddy. So will your vocals be done by the time the show happens? I guess you'll be all done with those, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, we'll be done with the first round. So we went in the beginning of this week and cut 7 songs, and we're going today and do a couple of them, and then I got to bust out for this weekend, and then we get back next week and finish those. And so we should have them all done, by the time we get out there. Matter of fact, maybe have a new single by around then.
Oh,
so I don't know.
That'd be great.
Oh, speaking of single, hello, sitting at number 2.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Oh, my gosh. Oh. I know. My buddy's been sending me pictures of the charts. It's always the most weirdest, crazy, like surreal thing, just seeing your name on a chart anywhere.
Yeah.
But then seeing it that high up,
oh my goodness,
like when there's not a lot of other people in front of you, and I'm just it's just as I've been calling my reps like daily. And I'm like, all right, so how are we looking? Are we looking good? I've never proposed to anybody, but I feel like this is the week, you know, like when leading up, when you're like, all right, man, you're just nervous. Is it going to happen? Is she going to say yes? Is it going to go number one?
So,
it's been so my reps have been calling me going, okay, I think they're starting to call me before I call them.
Probably,
you know,
so.
Just to go, yeah. You're good, dude. Stop calling it.
And I will tell you, as I tell all you young artists, the easiest way to get a song to number one, we call it cash and gift cards.
Oh, stop.
So, I mean, just at that point in time,
Michael,
right up the number one on that one.
Honestly, Think a Little Less has been so huge here, and it has been very well received. One of our most researched, amazing records. I mean, you are the man. I'm telling you. It's going number one, so you just relax.
Well, we'll have a lot to celebrate then.
Right. And I was kidding about the gift cards, just cash. Okay, Michael, thank you so much.
It's already in the mail.
Oh, I appreciate that. That'd be mail fraud. Just give it to me when you see me.
Okay.
Michael, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy, busy day. Get back to those vocals. We appreciate you, and we can't wait to see you. May 26th. Tickets go on sale now in 15 minutes, so that'll be great.
May 26th. See y'all there.
All right, brother. Thanks, Michael.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you all.
You bet. Bye-bye. Michael Ray right there.
I told Jillian when he called in and you put him on hold for a second, I go, his voice even sounds hot.
Yeah, it does. He does sound like a hot man, and I don't mind saying that. I really don't.
He is one.
I know. I don't mind saying it at all.